As soldiers returning from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan struggle to make the transition to life at home in the U.S., there's been renewed attention to the residue war leaves in veterans. Not just the physical wounds, but the psychological and spiritual ones as well, the questions of meaning and guilt that can follow combat. Hampshire College professor Robert Maher says these dilemmas are far from new. He teaches ancient literature from the 5th century dramas of Athens to Bronze Age epics from India, Ireland, and Greece. He told me war permeates all these stories, and each offers lessons about the trauma of combat and returning home from it.
Each of them is focused not only on the wounds inflicted in war and the deaths endured in war, but also the healing that must come after a war. Veterans, whether they be ancient, whether they be Indian, Irish, or Greek, they bring their war home with them. And so it becomes a war that has to be fought without weapons, hopefully, once they come home. And 5th century drama, especially that of Euripides, was really developed as a ritual that would reintegrate returning veterans from the battlefield back into their homes and into society. When Aristotle speaks of catharsis as the reason for Greek drama, I mean, the end result of Greek drama, the aim towards which Greek drama drives, that catharsis, I think, is precisely this kind of purification or healing required by combat veterans and by the society that receives them, so that they can go on and leave the war as much as it can be left behind them.
And is the idea that the audience witnessing productions of these dramas would be experiencing that catharsis through witnessing them? How were these dramas sort of part of the healing for the actual veterans of these wars back in ancient times?
Well, the audience were the veterans. And it's even been argued that, and there's some evidence for this, that the audience was arranged precisely in those tribal units in which they went off into battle. Communalization, I believe, was what Athenian drama was intended to achieve. The telling of stories, today as then, is a matter of life and death for veterans. They need to tell their stories, and they need to tell them to those who get it. They need to communalize their experience, and it's precisely communalization that occurred in the ancient Athenian theater.
So this is what we can gather from the experience of the ancient Greeks and others, the other cultures that you were talking about, is that now as we have veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan with similarly deep wounds of a spiritual or psychological nature, that this collective sharing of stories can be the kind of conduit towards healing?
Well, each of these societies, as really every ancient society that I'm aware of, had rituals of purification and healing for invisible wounds. I'm not referring to medical practices, that wounds that would be properly addressed by the physicians of the day. And it's in these, each of these societies had various rituals that addressed these, and we don't. Our rituals are not ones that are aimed at healing. They are more aimed at celebration. When you compare the rituals of ancient societies with ours, I mean, we offer, when we're inclined, which isn't always, as in the case of the Vietnam War for many, many years, we offer parades. But these don't address, I don't believe, the healing that needs to occur within veterans. Many of the veterans with whom I've spoken find that these particular pageants or parades and celebrations, commemorations and so on, very often open the wounds rather than close them. There are certain areas of experience in which veterans are searching, and searching for words and searching for something that will address what has been called by one veteran and therapist a terrible bleakness of soul or a great inner darkness. And that's something that, as it turns out, neither psychiatrists nor VA counselors or therapists nor most clergy have anything to say to either. Very often their voices, their minds fall as blank on this as the veterans do. And I think one reason for that is that we don't simply have any longer the cultural categories for articulating what the nature of this particular kind of wound is. And this is where the ancient societies that I've been studying, ancient India, ancient Greece, they speak about those same wounds. They have words for it, and they also have rituals and so on in their societies that at least go a way towards addressing and healing those wounds.
That's Hampshire College professor Robert Maher. Maher will be giving the talk Broken Hearts and Inner Darkness, Confronting the Spiritual Wounds of War, Ancient and Modern, at Christ Church in Springfield on Saturday.